Welcome to the Upshot subscriber only bonus segment. Thank you so much for being a subscriber. We really appreciate it. He's Jamie. I'm Charlie. And today we are talking about the Disc of the Year contest. It has been very controversial. The Prodigy P Model S, a putter, a new putter, which to be fair, having read up about it and heard from it from Prodigy people, people really like this disc. So that's the first thing I'll say. People really like this disc. It did, you know, extremely well in the initial voting. I don't know how many 12 or 15 different discs all battling for the top two, and then beat out the Discraft Luna, of course, Paul Macbeth's new putter that certainly, when I was thinking about which disc might win this poll, was at the top of my list as potential winners. But it beat out the Luna, and it won the 2019 Disc of the Year award via online poll. Jamie, let me just, before we get into anything else, what's your reaction when you see that?
Well, it definitely is a surprise. I'm tempted to talk about it like we talk about tournaments, just because we haven't done any tournament recap in so long. You know, it was a real underdog performance. It just really found a way to stand out above the competition, you know, despite the odds. Yeah, but let's throw all the other tropes in there. I have not thrown it, but I will tell you that we did film it for Drew Gibson's channel. I'm not sure if he's released that one yet, but we filmed a batch of disc review videos, for his channel this year, now that he's doing the open bag. So he also did the Luna. And they're driving putters. I think the Luna was slightly more overstable when Drew threw it. I don't know what that means to anybody, but that's just what I remember. But yeah, you'd expect the Luna to win straight up.
Do you remember what Drew had to say about the P Model S?
He had not thrown it before either when we did that video. So, and that is the case with some of the videos on his channel. Some of them he knows, some of them are out of his bag. Some of them are ones that the companies have sent him just to test out and to get a reaction from. So I do know that when he threw the Luna, it was a pretty straight flyer, maybe just a smidge of fade on the end. Again, that had come out of his bag, so he knew. And that's the Crystal Luna, too, not the base plastic one. I'm not sure what the name of that plastic is. But when he threw the P Model S, it rode straight for a while and then kind of turned over a little bit. So I don't know that I think he was set on the Luna for his season. So I don't know that it was going to make the bag anyway, but I think it's not one that makes the cut for him.
Sure. Makes sense. All right. So let's talk about this. People have been, I think, understandably surprised and maybe thinking like, how could this possibly happen? Let me just point out that this is an online poll. Have you ever seen an online poll that was not, run by a polling institution that has very specific methods for how they do sampling and get, the correct kind of scientific type study done for a poll? But just like a poll that you're voting on online, at the end of the day, like, people are saying, well, this had to have been manipulated. It's definitely possible. Now, sure. There were rules in check on the poll itself. It blocked multiple votes from the same IP address. It blocked cookies. So if you were voting from the same browser, you couldn't vote again. Now, the thing is, there's ways around really any online poll. So is it possible that Prodigy people took the time to find ways around the limitations of the IP blocking and the cookie blocking in order to spam votes to this contest? It is possible. It is possible. But we can't possibly know. And what I can say is there was a ton of voting. Just overall, there was a huge amount of voting. There were 29,000 votes in the final. I have the stats here. Let me pull them up here. 29,000 votes in the... In the initial poll for nominees. And so the Luna actually finished first in the initial voting. 9.9 thousand for the Luna, 9.5 thousand for the P Model S. The MX3, also from Prodigy, was in third place, and the Discraft Zeus was in fourth place. And the final showdown had 25,000 votes, 16,900 for the P Model S, and 8,200 for the Luna. Now, what I can say is that I saw Prodigy and Prodigy Pros sharing this a lot on social media, trying to get people to vote for the P Model S. And just like any voting, you know, get out the vote is a big deal. And is it possible that there was still some manipulation happening here? It is. But you know what? It's also possible, you know, the fact that the Luna got fewer votes in the second round of voting, it really could have come down to just straight up get out the vote. You know, I didn't see Discraft folks sharing this. This is anecdotal. I mean, I haven't like gone and looked at everybody's profile and whatnot, but like Paul Macbeth didn't share the fact that the Luna was in the thing. But you saw top Prodigy pros, including the Prodigy main accounts, social media accounts, saying, hey, go vote for the disc. And you know what? That matters. Like, is this, you know, if we were to just straight up decide as UltiWorld Disc Golf, we are choosing this disc to be the disc of the year, would we have chosen the P Model S? No, absolutely not. No way. But, you know, that's how it works when there's a poll. Now, I can't really say whether or not there was manipulation. I do think that no matter how you do any kind of online poll, you're always going to have that risk of people building a bot or finding ways around your the ways that you limit voting. So I don't know. But with that many votes in both rounds, it does seem like it could have just come down to turnout.
It seems that way to me. And obviously, look, I'm in your camp here, Charlie. This is a fan vote, first and foremost. It's not a scientific study. I don't think there's any onus on us in the first place to put in like election security measures. You know, we're not figuring out who's going to be president of the United States. We're just asking people who have a strong opinion, because that's what a fan poll is. Only people with strong opinions are going to vote, unless you're like, you know, the brother, sister, husband, wife of a disc golfer, and they're like, oh, I love this disc. Hey, can you log onto this website and vote for me? Which, in effect, is the exact same thing as theoretically building a bot or manipulating it in some way. It's just, instead of digital manipulation, it's just analog. It's just offline. You call people who don't play disc golf and ask them to vote. So there are many, many ways to mess with fan poll results that don't even require you being very tech savvy. You know, you just be charming and talk to people. So I think that, you know, I hope that everybody will just take this in good fun and say, hey, you know, look, these are the passionate fans who got out and shared all over social media, shared in fan pages, shared on their main pages, shared over in Europe. There were people vote, you know, people sharing across the pond for Prodigy. They have a big audience there. So I kind of just agree. And in general, I would say, yeah, like based on Paul Macbeth having the Luna, it specifically having his name on it, of course, that's going to be a more, I don't say popular, like more mainstream. You know what I mean?
It is more popular. I mean, I don't need to see the sales figures to know that the Luna outsold the P Model S in 2019.
Right.
Like, what disc sold more units than the Luna last year? If you are there, I don't even know that I have any come to mind. Sexton Firebird, maybe. One of the new Discraft drivers, maybe. But the Luna has, you can't get it. It's like not in stock. They make them, they sell.
You want to know what Infinite Disc says about it?
Tell me.
Destroyer was the number one disc of 2019. This is their top 100 selling discs.
Oh, so they have their own sales stats, of course.
Yes. And obviously, this is just Infinite Discs.
So Destroyer was still number one, huh?
Destroyer was still number one.
Drivers, baby.
Same as last year. The Zeus was number two.
Okay.
And it was new on the list, obviously. The Buzz moved up two spots from five to three. The P2, the Discmania putter, dropped two spots from two to four, and then the Luna rounds out the top five. That makes its debut, obviously, top five. Very quickly, top 10, Wraith stays the same. Firebird drops three positions to seventh. The Zone moves up 25 positions to eighth.
Oh my God. Paul Pharaoh,
right? The Pharaoh, an infinite dis, or is that infinite, the Pharaoh? I think so. They moved up six spots to ninth, and then the Judge stays in its 10th place, same as last year.
There you go.
So
I mean, that's just one company, but... you know, the Destroyer being number one, that doesn't shock me. I mean, this is the driver that people
go to.
You lose
more drivers than putters.
Right.
Too. So, but I think it's also important to remember that that is one retailer. That is one, and that's ranking on how many are sold, not necessarily what people are going to vote on online as well.
Of course. So, and Jamie, let me ask you, what was your 2019 disc of the year?
Oh, my goodness. I'm the worst person to ask that because I'm just not the disc nerd.
Right.
If you just want my personal from my bag.
Sure.
The DD3. And that may have even come out in 2018, so it may not even qualify. But I switched all my drivers from like a range of drivers to now just three different DD3s. That's what I throw now. But I'm not the representative sample.
Of course.
The other thing I wanted to say is that what the story should be here is not, oh my God, how can Discraft get screwed? Look at what Prodigy did mobilizing an online vote from a very, very visibly smaller company. They don't have the money Discraft has. They don't have the money Discraft has, especially not in the last 2 years. They don't have necessarily the clout that Discraft has. They don't necessarily have the team. I mean, I would still put Discraft and Innova above Prodigy in terms of like if you were ranking like star power on teams. Do you think that's fair? I don't think Prodigy is one or two.
Oh no, definitely
the
not.
Best you could give them legitimately. So the fact that they have a fan base that they got out and mobilized to smash this vote, I think that should be the story, frankly.
Yeah, and they clearly did. I mean, it comes down to that. It's the same kind of thing. Like, you know, caring about it enough to post on social media and get their pros to post about it on social media. You know, they had two discs in the initial list of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. And they were both top three. And
that's a great point.
Getting the vote out. And, you know, Discraft had four discs in the 2019 initial voting. And they had two in the top four, the Luna and the Zeus, the Onyx and the Raptor. It's so hard for me to pronounce Onyx. I don't know why they named it that. The Onyx and the Raptor were down a little bit further down the list. You know, really, it was like pretty substantial. Like Luna, P Model S, MX3, and Zeus way above the rest. And I think this is a notable that, you know, Prodigy cared enough to spend the time to get the word out and to get their fans to vote. And it made a really big difference at the end of the day. And now they can say that it's the 2019 Disc of the Year.
Yeah, 100%. Kudos to them. I mean, I was trying to look for Innova, right? Because obviously Innova has a big fan base. And I was trying to think, okay, what did they come out with new last year? The one I see is the Corvette, you know, high-speed driver. But they didn't. Did they make the finals? Do you have the...
The only disc that was on from Innova was the Firefly.
Okay. So, yeah, like there wasn't even, not even a real push to get their high-speed
driver. I just think it wasn't a year where they had a big new disc release.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm totally speculating here. So you can cut and print at this point. This is just me speculating. We don't know this answer. But if you have a company that's as big as they are, with a team as big as they are, multiple hundred people, and of you know widespread distribution like they have, they could easily put the steam engine to work and get their following out there to vote for something, and put it out there. So I guess that's why it impresses me, is because not only did Prodigy beat Discraft, but Innova, who had a driver and a putter that they could have tried to qualify for this, they didn't really put a lot behind pushing it, and they didn't even make the finals. So I think it goes to show the power of activating your base.
Let's also note that it really is just for fun.
It is just for fun. That's the end of the day.
And we, you know, I am always looking. We have these kinds of weird fan vote results happen in the Ultimate world all the time. The throw of the year this year in Ultimate was this really wacky play where a guy kind of bobbled a disc near the sideline and then kicked it, and it went like 15 yards behind him into the end zone and is caught for the score. It's like this crazy play, and you know, from a technical standpoint, like it's you might not even call it a throw, and it won. And why did it win? Well, because people like wacky, crazy plays like that. And it beat out like what I would consider to be more deserving, technically brilliant throws, you know, incredible Heiser forehand hucks and various other amazing, like visionary throws. And there was controversy in Ultimate World too. But yeah, at the end of the day, like people have voted for it. I don't know what else there is to say. Like, and there's not really any evidence that it was, that there was like some sort of big cabal conspiracy to get it to win. It's just like one more votes. That's how online polls work.
I think that's the thing. People mistake this and think that the poll says what disc is thrown more. And there's no correlation there. We're not asking what disc do you have in your bag. Do you have, because I guarantee you more people have Lunas in their bag than have P Model S's in their bag. But that wasn't the question. The question was, what was your favorite new release? So, yeah, people are going to have their favorites.
People are going to have their favorites. I'm looking at this list to see if I've thrown any of these discs from the 2019 Disc of the Year contest. I don't even know that I've ever thrown any of these discs.
I was about to ask you, what is your what's your Disc of the Year for 2019, Charlie?
It's shameful that I haven't like really seriously rebuilt my bag. I have literally not thrown any of these discs.
What was the favorite disc from your bag of 2019?
I think it was the Undertaker, which has now been replenished thanks to Shidearm. So
quality.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And I know that didn't come out in 2019, but great disc. Flies great for me. Looking forward to throwing all these new ones though.
That'll be fun. Can't wait to finish that segment.
I can't wait. As soon as we get another nice day of weather, it's crummy today, but I'll take this stack of discs out to the park and throw them around.
Which is good because I've been waiting until like you start to get things more galvanized, and then I'll slide a disc at you. But I was going to let you kind of like get through the initial, you know, roughing it out phases and figuring out some of like your, you know, what are the pillars of your bag going to be. Then I'll slide some flavor text in there for you.
All right. You got it.
I don't know if I have anything else. That's the poll. Do you have anything else? Are we done?
No, I think we're done. Thanks so much, everybody, for being a subscriber. Appreciate you. And we will talk to you next week right here on the Upshot Subscriber Bonus Segment.
Thank you. See ya.